Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, the left are playing us. They're playing us as fools. And to be honest, they're doing a pretty good job because a good number of people are falling for what they're selling. Now, it's going to be up to you as an individual whether you allow this or not. But I'm telling you right now that with each day that passes, we come closer as a society to losing our freedoms, and it's due to the powers that be currently occupying the White House and all the positions of power on the left. Now, I'm going to give you some examples, and probably the most stark and the one you're going to want to listen to the closest is this new push for something they are calling vaccine passports, because this should concern you tremendously. And we're gonna delve into that a little later on in the show. But I want to start with some maybe less extreme examples, but nonetheless important examples. So let's start with some manipulation. Some mind manipulation that's been going on. We all know that they attempted to vilify all police officers. All police officers are evil. All of them are racist. They're all out to get you. They're your enemy. The police are your enemy. We should have social workers coming to the scenes of crimes. Well, that was very unpopular. And they kind of backed off of that. Oh, we're going to defund the police. And then they heard from the public and said, oh, well, we'll back off a little. But they're still going to do it, folks. Because they don't care what you think. They're in power now. And really, they have no opposition. Because if they end the filibuster, they can do whatever they want. They have the House. They have the Senate. And I know people are going to say they don't have the Senate. Yes, they do. Because if there's a tie vote, it's going to go to Kamala Harris. She's going to vote with them every time. So what are they trying to do with the police? Well, currently, New York has ended what they call qualified immunity for their police officers. Well, what does that mean? It means virtually they are left open to lawsuit, personal lawsuit, at any time for any reason. Every stop they make, if somebody says, I was hauled out of my car, I know I had 800 pounds of heroin in the trunk, but they hurt me. Lawsuit. I know I was in an accident because I was a drunk driver, but they tried to give me CPR and they hurt me. Lawsuit. Everything's open to a lawsuit. So now the police are afraid to do their job. Then what's going to happen is when they don't do their job, they're going to be told, see, the police are ineffectual. They can't do their job. New York is just a test pattern for this. Already, New York police officers are retiring or saying, I'll quit. Some of the former police chiefs are saying, I would not recommend anybody go to New York. Or try to be a police officer in New York. Congratulations. And I don't blame them. So now what they've basically done, since they can't defund the police, is they've handcuffed them. They've made them ineffectual. They've made them afraid to do their job. Later you'll hear, you see how ineffectual they are? We need something different. Here's another example of how they try to vilify the police. When the massage parlor shooter, who we were told was an Asian hater, oh, this is another example of Asian hate running wild, except it wasn't. Because he killed Hispanic and Caucasian people too, it turns out he was a sex addict. And he thought shooting up people in the massage parlor, ending the massage parlor trade, would rid him of temptation. That's hardly what I'd call an Asian-hating motive. When a police, I believe it was a deputy, made a statement, it was all over the news. And the statement was, yeah, this guy, well, he had a very bad day. That was the statement. He had a very bad day. The shooter had a very bad day. Well, you see how evil the police are? Many people killed. And this police officer is so cold, he just says, the guy who did it had a bad day. That evil, horrible police officer. That's all he had to say. But you know what they cut out of that, folks? MSNBC, CNN, ABC, CBS. You know what they cut out of that? 30 seconds before that, he said, we had talked to the subject. And he had said he had some hatred for this, that, and the other thing. And he was really, in a bad state of mind. And he expressed to our detectives that he had a very bad day. He was echoing the words of the suspect. He was not giving his own thoughts on it. And that was edited out on purpose to make him sound cold and uncaring. Why would you do that? If you're a news agency, why would you do that? Oh, but it's not the only time they did it. They did it to our very president. When they said, here's President Trump on immigration. They're animals. They're not even human. They're animals. Oh, can you imagine him saying that? No, I can't, because that's not what he said. Because 20 seconds before that, he was talking about MS-13, raping, gang raping, mutilating, and torturing a 13-year-old girl to death. Because that's what they do. And he said, strictly referring to MS-13, they are animals. They're not even human beings. Everyone who played that clip knew it. But they selectively edited it to make it look like he said something he did not say. So that when you heard it, all you heard was, President Trump spoke about immigrants coming over the border. They're animals. They're not even human. Cut. Why would you do that? Unless you had an agenda. And what would your agenda be? To vilify a police officer who you misconstrued his words totally? To make you hate a president and think he's a racist when that's not at all what he said? That's exactly the motive. That's the exact motive. And you fell for it. Because you're watching your news programs going, yes, they would never lie to me. No, that's all they do. You don't think that's dishonest? Well, let's get a little bit deeper into the dishonesty. The stimulus bill came up, didn't it? And all anybody wanted to hear is, when do I get my 1,400 clams? When is that sweet, sweet government money coming? Except it's your money. See, most people don't know that. The government doesn't make money. How does the government make money? That's your money. That's the money that you paid in on your taxes. That's your money. So they graciously opened up a bill saying, we will so generously give you $1,400 of your money. By the way, we're going to raise taxes, so you'll be paying back $5,000 on that $1,400 over a certain period of time. But we will generously give you $1,400 back of your own money. In return, $10 million will go to Pakistan for gender research. Millions will go to art projects, foreign interests, lobbyist groups. Billions, not millions, billions. Over 1 billion. That's what it will go for. Now, should they have introduced this bill and told everyone what was in it, no one would have voted for it. Oh, all the Democrats would have, because it was all their pet projects, you see. Oh, I want to give $1 million to this particular museum because for whatever reason. They gave me a whole bunch of campaign money. They let me do X, Y, and Z. I want a foreign country to get $10 million for gender research. Not you, a foreign country. Oh, there was nothing for veterans. There was nothing for the homeless. There was none of that. I want to build a bridge. I want to build a tunnel. I want to do this. I want to do that. All to help them get reelected in their various states. I want to bail out all of the Democratic states who did so poorly managing their money, so that their mayors and governors look like geniuses when in fact they mismanaged the state into bankruptcy. And you paid for it. And they counted on the fact that the American people wouldn't care as long as, oh boy, there's a $1,400 check in my mailbox today. I'm living large. It was like throwing peanuts to a monkey. That's exactly what they did. Oh, the American people won't even think about what's in the bill if we give them a little bit of money. Just give them a little bit of money and they'll be satisfied like the low-life peons they are. Give them $1,400. That's all they need. I guess they think we're going to cash that in and roll naked in the money saying, oh, what a wonderful country. While all the rest of that money goes to Democratic interests and lobby groups, $1 billion of your money that you'll pay for later on. So now what are they going to do? They're going to pass an infrastructure bill. And everyone has to, you see, if the Republicans who did stand up and say we're not for the stimulus check, the very first thing they did was say they don't want to give the American people any money. You see what the evil Republicans are doing? They don't want to give anybody that $1,400. Incorrect. Donald Trump wanted to give you $2,000. And he said, all I want is $2,000 a person, nothing else in the bill. It's strictly a COVID relief bill. So the only thing that should be in this bill is COVID relief for the people. $2,000 a person, nothing else in the bill. And the Democrats said, no way. We want all of these other things tacked onto it. The Republicans said, no, we're not going to tack all these other things onto it. But then we lost the election, see, and we lost the House and the Senate. And they said, oh, good, now we can tack all these other things onto it, and it doesn't matter if the Republicans object. We'll point a finger at them. We'll say they don't want to help the people who are ignorant. We'll say, oh, yeah, look at those evil Republicans. They don't want to help the people. They don't want to read the bill. They don't want to know what's really in it. They don't want to know that you're wasting $1 billion of their money on pet projects and lobbyists. All they're going to care about is I got $1,400. They bet on that, and they were right. Sadly, they were right for the most part. So now this infrastructure bill is going to come up. And everybody says, yeah, we need better roads. Yeah, we need to refurbish the bridges. Yeah, we do need to, you know, get some things done here. Everyone agrees. But you know what they're going to do? They're going to pack this bill with Green New Deal bullshit that we don't want, that we can't afford. And when the Republicans say no, they're going to say, see, they want horrible roads. They don't want this country to be beautiful. They don't want your roads to be good. They don't want better bridges and airports and things like that. They're so behind the times. No. We're trying to get you not to waste the money on all of your pet projects that we cannot afford. And nobody wants, by the way. Only you want that. I don't know anybody who's so happy saying, yay, $10 million of my money went to gender research in Pakistan. Yay for that. I don't know anybody. So this infrastructure bill is going to be loaded with pork. It's going to be loaded with Green New Deal crapola that we cannot afford. And that is never going to be told to the American public. They're going to say, no, this is an infrastructure bill. You know what this is like? This is like when you go to watch a movie and you say, oh, look, my favorite star is in this movie. He's right on the front. And then you either buy the movie or you rent the movie or you watch it on whatever device you have, and he's in it for 5 seconds. And the rest of the movie's people you never heard. And you say, wait a minute, that's kind of false advertising. Well, that's what they did. This is a COVID relief bill. No, it wasn't. 9% of the money went to COVID. 9%. But they labeled it COVID relief, so you thought it was. That's all it was. You didn't realize that 91% went somewhere else that had nothing to do with you, most of it nothing to do with this country. And all of it, your taxpayer money, all of it your money that they could have given you. Hey, if we can afford that much, if we can afford $1 trillion, why didn't you give us $5,000 apiece? Because $1,400 didn't do much. They could have given us $5,000 apiece. Hell, they probably could have given us $8,000, $10,000. They didn't, did they? Because it was more important to give $10 million to Pakistan and $20 million to some other country. And to hell with you. It's going to happen again in this infrastructure bill. You wait and see. You just wait and see. So now let's go to the major crux of this thing. We are now staring down the barrel of what they are calling vaccine passports. What does that mean, you say? New York's already gung-ho about this. It means that unless you got the vaccine and you have some kind of an app on your phone at all times, that they can scan and prove that you took the vaccine, you will not be allowed to go to stores. You will not be allowed to go to public events, etc. And IBM is going to get the contract for this. IBM, who, go back in their history and see what their history was. Because they were making those punch cards for the Nazi party, so they figured they could find out. People who were involved in the making of IBM, was making the punch cards for the Nazi party so they could separate the Aryans from the Jews. Qualified experts have said once this app has your information, it will have far more than whether you got the vaccine. Anyone could punch in that wants to and find out your entire medical history, your entire legal history, your social media, your job, your resumes, anything that's in your past, and it can track your every move and what you spend. It can go to your PayPal accounts. It can go to your online accounts. It can go anywhere it wants. And that's the real goal, folks. They don't give a good damn whether you took this vaccine. Because the vaccine, they're telling you, the vaccine may not be effective. We have all kinds of other strains. So you still have to wear a mask and social distance and do all the other things. The vaccine really may not be effective against that. So then why do you care if we took it? If it doesn't work or you can't be sure it works, why do you care? Somebody who took the vaccine then could still potentially be a spreader. Because that's not why they want that. They want to track every single move you make so they can separate the Aryans from the Jews, so to speak. In other words, they could look at good old Marcus Cain here and say, oh, this guy's social media, you know, he's a agitator, isn't he? He doesn't like our government, does he? He speaks out about these certain things that, well, he's no good. You better track everywhere he goes. You better keep a close eye on that guy. Is that what you want? That's Nazi Germany. Don't you understand that? Oh, this person suffered from depression. They were on depressive drugs at one time. Better not let them anywhere near your job. if they apply for a job, you better understand what they're all about. Oh, this person, when they were 16 or 17, did this, that, or the other thing. This person has a few drunken driving convictions in their history. You want that? Oh, every post this person made on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else, we can see now. We don't like it. It's Orwellian. Don't you understand that? They're taking away your freedoms. Your freedom of thought, your privacy, your gun rights, your protection, because they're going to try to defund the police, or at least handcuff them to the point where they're ineffectual. Your ability to think by changing what you see. In other words, if I said, hey, if things get any worse in this lockdown, I may have to rob a bank. Of course, I couldn't get into one because it would be closed, wouldn't it? Ha, 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 ha. And then they cut it to say, here's what Marcus Cain said. I'm going to rob a bank. And then the FBI come to my house and beat me in the head and say, hey, you're a potential bank robber. You threatened to rob a bank. See how that works? Is that what you want? A totalitarian government? Peering over your shoulder and looking at every single thing you do, every single thing you buy, every move you make? Oh, this person went to so-and-so's house. So-and-so's an agitator. Keep an eye on that person. They bear watching. That's what this is all about, folks. Because if the vaccine was so wonderful and worked so well, number one, everyone would take it. The only reason I can see why people are not taking this is because people do not trust it. They say it was rolled out very, very quickly, which it was. It may not have been totally tested to the nth degree, which is probably true. And a lot of people are saying, look, 2-3 years from now, I don't want to be watching TV and a lawyer says, did you take the vaccine from such and such? Did you have the following effects? Did you get cancer? Did you get this, that, the other thing? Sue, sue, sue. Call our law firm. We don't want to fall into that category. So some people who are a little bit more cautious are stepping back and saying, maybe I'll wait a year. Maybe I'll see how this goes. I'll just be careful until then, and I'll follow some guidelines that are sensible. And we'll see. We'll see where this goes. Well, they can't have that. They can't have your disobedience. So now they're saying, you want life to go back to normal? You want to be able to shop? You want to be able to go into a sporting event, a concert, the beach, a park, the library, the DMV? Then you will comply. Or you won't be able to do that. And we'll say that's your choice. Well, if I can't go into the DMV, I can't, how can I? Well, do it online then, from your basement. You're shut in now because you won't comply. That's the plan. That's the plan, folks. Have you ever heard? There was all kinds of different viruses that were very close to as deadly as this. Nobody suggested you had to have special apps on your phone to prove that you took vaccines. They don't care if you take this vaccine, I'm telling you. They care that you comply with their wishes to allow yourself to be traced and tracked every move you make. They tried it with cell phones first. So many people didn't realize when COVID hit, you open up your cell phone, go to your Google or whatever, you'll find out they have a COVID tracker on you. You didn't even agree to have it put on your phone. It was there. When I told people, they were like, nah, it's not on my phone. I said, well, go into your settings, do X, Y, and Z. Oh, yeah, it's here. Look at that. I never said that. I never gave them permission. Yeah, they didn't care. You speak a word into your television set. And the next thing you know, you go to your Google or you go to your Twitter or you go to your Facebook and there's ads for the very same things that you've been watching or looked up. There they are, bigger than life. in the middle of the night with the TV off and your phones off. You say to your significant other, man, it's been a while since I went to Dunkin' Donuts. Maybe tomorrow we'll go to Dunkin' Donuts and get ourselves a dozen, huh? And you open up your phone and there's an ad for Dunkin' Donuts. Amazing. And now, because they know everyone has to have a cell phone, but they know that you can turn off your tracker. They want that app so that you are forced to comply with allowing them to track you. Oh, they went to Walmart today at this time and spent this much time in there. We know your shopping habits. We know your daily routine. We know who you visit. We know the general area where you are. And then guess what comes? We can access anything we want. Let's look in your medical records history. Let's look in your arrest history. Let's look in your job history. Let's look you up and find out, your social media accounts, what you talk about. Oh, we don't like what you talk about. We better watch you a little closer. We better have somebody come give you a talking to. You're one step off Nazi Germany. This is how they're playing you. They're telling you everything's for your own good. We're only trying to look out for you. We don't want you to catch the evil COVID virus. We don't want this country to be under the rule of COVID for the rest of its life. Yes, they do. Because they got a little bit of taste of how much power they had over you. And they liked it. And they said, how do we use this to our benefit? Because COVID's not going to last. And even if it does, it's going to weaken to the point where it's just going to be a normal strain of the flu, just like everything else did. But how do we use this? Well, we'll tell them other strains are coming. The vaccine may not be, you still may not be safe. But in the next breath, they tell you the vaccine is so safe that we'll gladly let you into anywhere if you have it and can prove it. Tell me what sense that makes. So you're telling me in one breath, we can't guarantee the vaccine is going to do you any good because there are too many strains of COVID out there. It will help, but we can't guarantee it's going to do anything. And then in the next breath, they say, you're totally safe if you take the vaccine, so you're allowed in. You're allowed into the public. Does that make sense to you? I'm allowed into the public now. Maybe I have to wear a mask. Maybe I have to social distance, but I'm not allowed into the public now. And I was allowed into the public when COVID was at its worst. And now you're going to tell me when the strain is a year and something old, there's going to be no herd immunity. You must have this vaccine, or you just won't be allowed to come into these public places. You have to rebel against this. Your freedoms are being taken away. You can't speak your mind on social media. They can literally ban you. They can literally say, well, we don't like what you said. We're a privately owned business. We don't like what you're saying, so we'll just take you off. Goodbye. You can't use our service. These are the same people who tell you if you're a baker, you must bake a cake and deliver it to a same-sex wedding and make pretend you're enjoying it and celebrating with them. Not just bake them a cake and let them walk out of your store. No, you must actually cater it. You must come to it. Be a part of the festivity. Oh, really? Well, I thought he was a private business too, so he can do what he wants, right? Oh, no, he can't. That would be a violation of civil rights. But your civil rights aren't violated when they tell you you must take this vaccine or you will be ostracized from society. The game, folks. Think about it. They're removing your guns. They're removing the law enforcement or making them ineffectual. They're turning the public opinion from the police are the people we can trust to the police are our enemies. We need citizen patrols. Oh, yeah, and who will those citizens be? Antifa? That'll work well. They're lying to you and changing what you hear due to editing, voice manipulation, everything else you can think of under the sun. They're brainwashing you, taking away all of your individual liberties and freedoms, and you're allowing it. Not only are you allowing it, some people are championing it. Oh, this is a very good idea. Really? You know, I always wondered growing up, how in the world did Nazi Germany happen? You would think the German people would say, well, this is not right. This is outrageous. We're not going to stand for this. Now I know, because you're so easily led by the nose. You see, the Democrats think all they have to do is throw you $1,400 once in a while and you'll bark like a seal who got thrown a fish and go back to your hovel. Shut up. Here's your biscuit. Let us do what we're going to do, slave. That's what they have in mind, folks. Remove the filibuster. They can pass anything they want. Bring in all the illegal immigrants so that Texas turns blue. They'll never lose another election. They'll start with Texas, California, and New York. Game over. Electoral votes, game over. So then they can put the most radical person in office that they can possibly think of. They'll have no opposition in the House, no opposition in the Senate. Everything will get run through, and you will do as you're told. If you want to live in this country with any form of at least a little tiny bit of social freedom. That's why they removed all of your sports, all of your entertainment. You can't do this. You can't do that. If they really thought COVID was this bad, would they be releasing immigrants with 10% COVID rate into cities without even, so much as a care? There's thousands of people packed into facilities that are supposed to hold 200. None of them have masks. None of them are social distancing. And a good majority of them have not been tested. But the ones that have, they're running about 10%. And what do? They just release them. So how come that's not a super spreader? How come that's not going to affect the world? How come that's not the most dangerous thing you've ever heard of? But kids on a beach, that's a horrible thing. Because they don't want you to have any fun. They want you to be so desperate to return to your life that you'll say, here's my arm, do whatever you have to do. I just have to return to my life because I can't take this anymore. Beat you to submission. That's what they're doing, folks. And behind the scenes, they're not wearing masks. They're not doing anything like that. They're laughing at you. Gavin Newsom has been caught 3, 4, 7 times in restaurants, at parties. He's not wearing a mask. He's not scared. Now, I'm not saying COVID's not real, but he's not scared of it. Because he knows there's a 99-point-whatever recovery rate. Well, but the vaccine's only, 85 to 90% effective. Well, then I'm better off if I catch it. I got a better rate. Why would I do this? So there you go. There you are in a nutshell. Now, you can believe it or you don't have to believe it. You can sit here and say, oh, this is just far out science fiction stuff. Well, what did I say that was not true? I can prove to you that they manipulated the words of Donald Trump to make it look like he was insulting immigrants when he was talking about MS-13. I can prove to you that they manipulated the words of a sheriff's deputy who said he had a really, really bad day, referring to the massage parlor shooter, when in fact he was saying that's what the shooter told the detectives, leaving out that critical part to make it look like the police are nothing but maniacal, cold, calculating, who cares about the public type people. They're trying now to get the qualified immunity gone. It is gone in New York, thanks to the molester-in-chief, Andrew Cuomo. They're trying to defund the police wherever they possibly can. They're talking about citizen patrols and social workers. They're making it impossible to recruit police officers because no one wants to do it. Do you blame them? So pretty soon we'll have that. You'll have no guns because they'll take them. They'll flat out take them. So you'll have no way to defend yourself at all. You'll have no police to call because they'll be so underfunded or undermanned. That's when this is all going to hit. Then it's going to be comply, get your vaccine app, make sure we can track every move you make, every breath you take, as the police so aptly put it. And then you're ours. We own you. We're your masters. You're the serfs. We sit up on our ivory tower and we have no problems. And you'll do as we say. And then pretty soon, they'll say, you know, the price of meat is going to be so high. You still try and do that with gasoline right now. The price of gasoline is going to rise so high, you say, I just can't afford it. And then they're going to say, well, we need other forms of fuel. No, we don't. We were doing just fine. We were doing just fine. We were the number one exporter. And then you shut it all down, didn't you? Why'd you shut it all down? You know, I just heard a cab driver say, I got my $1,400. It's not going to do me any good because the extra rise in fuel prices, it's just going to go right into my gas tank. I gained nothing. I gave it right back to the government. He's right. You see, you don't understand that, a lot of you people. You're just saying, well, I don't know, I got $1,400. I'm doing okay. Yeah, you know, you're not. Because every time you fill up your tank, it's $20 more. And more is coming because it's going to be $4 a gallon by July. It already is in California. It's $5. What happens when it's $4 a gallon? It used to be $2.15. It's $2 more a gallon. It's $40 every time you fill up. If you fill up once a week, how much money per year? It's $160 a month extra. At $100 a month, it's $1,200. So it's more like $1,800, $1,900. So there goes your $1,400. Forget it. They got it back, didn't they? And what about the truck drivers who are trying to deliver goods and things? You think the price isn't going to go up? They're going to tell the stores, well, gas is $4 a gallon. We can't deliver this for the same price. Of course we can't. And then all of that stuff is going to go up. So what good is it to give you $15 an hour if everything goes up by 35% and eats it up anyway? They're not giving you anything. It's smoke and mirrors. They're giving you nothing. They're taking it all back. And what they're really doing is taking your rights away. Little by little, step by step. It's the old story of take a link out of the chain every single day, and pretty soon the dog is tied to the tree with one link, right? But he doesn't notice it. He doesn't notice his freedom's been taken away because it's little by little. We have a very slim chance of preventing any of this because our politicians cannot do it. We're not in a position of power anymore. And half of the people that we have elected are feckless and weak and spineless. The Mitt Romneys of the world. They won't do anything because they don't care. Because they're going to be the elite class anyway. They're not going to go after them. They're going to say, well, you're a useful idiot. We have to look like there's an opposition party. So you just sit around and say, what they're doing is terrible. It'll be like pro wrestling when a guy says, oh, my opponent is horrible, and then they go out to dinner with him. That's what it will be like. And that'll be Mitt Romney. This is a horrible thing what they're doing. And then you'll see them at a dinner party together laughing it up, having steak while you're eating soy burgers because the price of meat is so high. That's what will happen. You're being played. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what they're getting away with. And the more people scream about it, the more they say, you see, we're trying so hard to help the people. No, you're not. You're trying to make the people your slaves. You know who can stop this, folks? You can. You can. Only you can. Your politicians can't. You can. By saying, no, we will not comply. No, we will not accept this. Because once they get your message loud and clear, perhaps things will change. You can't count on it changing at the voting booth because they're trying to implement rules that basically mean we can cheat and you can't stop us. They are so mad at the people in Georgia. They're saying, oh, these laws that they passed in Georgia, like you need an ID, you need a Social Security number, you need the last four digits of your driver's license. This is racist. Really? Well, if it's racist, how come New Jersey, which is a Democratic state, requires the same thing? How come Virginia, which is a Democratic state, requires the same thing? Eh? Are you calling them racist? No, you're not. Because those are Democrat states. Georgia tries it, and you're like, this is racist, because you want to cheat in that state. That's why. You want to turn that state blue. You've already got New Jersey. You've already got Virginia. So whatever their voting laws are, that's just fine with you, right? But the same voting laws, if Georgia tries it, they're racist. How does that work? Why aren't you going to New Jersey and telling them what you're doing here is outrageous? Requiring these restrictions. It's downright racist. No, you're not doing that. California has it, for God's sake. Are you going down there yelling at the people in California? No, you're not, because you know you got them locked up. So you could care less. So those rules and regulations are just fine. But if a red state tries those rules and regulation, it's racist. You bunch of phonies. I just wish the American people would open their eyes because I feel like I'm in the movie They Live and I don't have enough sunglasses to give everybody to wake the hell up before it's too late and you have no right. And I'm going to tell you this, folks. Vaccine app or not, I'm not shutting up. I don't care if they monitor me. I don't care if they censor me. I don't care if they try to throw me off the damn platform. They're going to have to drag me away from the goddamn computer by force and throw me into a gulag before I stop. Because I'm trying to wake people up before it's too late. Because it's damn close to being too late. It's damn close. So everybody better put their sunglasses. Good look at what's happening around you. Realize that what they're labeling things is absolutely incorrect. Look behind what they're saying the bill means. Look behind what they're saying a law means. Look behind those words. They're hiding behind words like this is racist, this law. And then you look behind it and say, well, if it is, how come it doesn't apply to Democratic states who do the same thing? Oh, this is a COVID bill. Then you look behind it. No, it's not. 9% of it is. The rest of it's garbage. You're being played, folks. Your rights are being taken away. Stand up and be counted for the rest of your life. Simple as that.